The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, welcome into Thursday's local radio hour. My name is David Keyes. I'm your host today. And I guess we're probably the unofficial host and home of March Madness. Why not? Why not? I think we'll take that title today. And thanks for joining me today. We're kind of have a little rainy, dark day outside, a little wind blowing and all that kind of stuff too. But I was just handed a note. Our friend Pat Murphy, who you hear on this station and many other stations around here, a lot with the weather and other cool things, is 59 years old today. So how about that? 59 years old, and he's been behind the microphone probably for, I don't know, 30 years probably or so. That's what Tag is saying over there, kind of nodding that way for sure. Well, hey, you found us live on 97.1 FM or streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com, and that's on whenever you want. The show will also repeat. I think Tag, doesn't it repeat like Friday or Saturday? I think.
Yeah, so. There's always that repeat day on Friday. Yep, is it Friday? But they put it all back.
So anytime I say Thursday, it messes people up because it'll be Friday for half of the audience that way. Although I do notice a lot of people do check the streaming, the podcast part of the world, which is kind of cool too. So, but I'm going to take a risk here, Tag. It's been a while since I've been here now, and I think I've got a little bit of a leash now. So I'm going to try something. I want to change the name of the radio call letters today.
Okay.
I saw your dad leaving the building. So
he's not here. Yeah, there's no one to reprimand you.
Yeah, see, yeah, well, ask for permission or beg for forgiveness
like
here.
That.
So anyway, we have, and I haven't checked how the FCC works and all that. This is radio, not my first language for sure. But we have, it's KBFI, KSPT. There's a whole bunch of call letters that float around here, and this show runs on all those stations. But I am proposing that today, and today only, for only 1 hour, though, how about that, we're going to change this to KBNI. And why would that be, you ask? Because two of the three guests we have today are part of the largest business networking group in the world called BNI. So if you go with KBNI, it kind of rolls right into it because I think this business networking international group is taking over the world. And so we thought it would make sense to at least, you know, play along today. So it's from now on, we will be KBNI until about 1:01 today. So, but a great show today. We have a couple of outstanding guests. We do have Aaron from 4D Auto Wraps, and he'll be joined here by Tyler Chenoweth from Idaho Hardscapes. And they're going to share what they do for a living, which is awesome stuff, by the way, and maybe mention what BNI really truly is. And then to wrap up that hour, we're going to have Max Oswald from the Daily Bee. He's the sports editor there. He's been there for 2 years now and does a great job covering all sorts of things. And he's just finishing off all of the winter sports. So now you'll be hearing about baseball and you'll be hearing about track. You'll be hearing about all sorts of outside stuff. But from my memories, winter sports is always the toughest on the sports editor for sure, especially in this market. Although, nobody's had worse luck than, do you remember Mark Nelke at all? Tag, was he before your time?
I think so.
He was before your time. He was like the epitome of a sports, small town sports editor. Anyway, he was here for years. He was the best man in my wedding, by the way. And then he moved on to the greener pastures of the Coeur d'Alene Press, where he's been, I don't even know, forever, it seems like now. Well, as luck would have it, if you ever notice at a sporting event, the sports writers, and usually the photographers as well, are all kind of camped down around the, you know, either the baseline, you know, in basketball or out of bounds line in football, but they're down there where the action is. So they kind of have to keep things, you know, in perspective and looking around. Well, as luck would have it, or bad luck would have it, Nelke was right in the middle of a play that was going out of bounds, and there was a receiver and a defender, and they collided against each other on top of him, and he had a compound fracture in his leg. And oh my gosh, and that was way back in the first part of the football season, so he's still recovering at home right now. He can do his work, but he has not been able to move. It's just been a horrible experience. So I have a newfound respect for those folks on the sideline. You know, kind of like SeaWorld, they have that splash zone. Well, that's kind of what happened there, unfortunately for Nelke. So last week, as you recall, we were talking, Tag and I were talking about March Madness, and he made the bold prediction that Gonzaga would beat St. Mary's. And they lost to St. Mary's twice. St. Mary's had won the regular season conference title. But, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times. And as try as Gonzaga did, they still won. They still won the title for the tournament, and it was quite the event. Wouldn't you say, Tag?
I'd say so. It was quite the event. Not high scoring like some would expect, but it was very good.
Well, it was funny. Nobody could shoot a three-pointer.
Oh, I know. It was brutal.
I think Gonzaga had won, and I think that was from Braden Huff, who's not an ordinary three-pointer.
No, doesn't shoot it that much. Yeah.
he's not paid to do that part.
Right.
And then St. Mary's made none, and I think they had 14 or 15 attempts, which is the worst outing they've ever had since they went to three-pointers. So, I mean, it was a weird, weird game. Gonzaga gutted it out, but they won. So now Selection Sunday comes up, and now they get to be picked, well, you know, which area in the country they go, what their seeding will be, and who they'll face. So that's always the next challenge. And it's funny, Gonzaga has one of the longest records, continuous records of going into the Elite Eight, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And they've qualified for the NCAAs ever since 1999, which is just, again, outstanding. So we're pretty spoiled with the success of Gonzaga around here. And people keep hoping for that national championship, kind of using it as the milestone of a successful program. But, you know, so many things have to go right to be.
Everything has to go right to get a national championship.
And that's exactly right. So stay tuned. We'll be following up on that. And I think what I'm going to do, Tag, let's go ahead and take our first break right now. Then we'll go ahead and bring in two BNIers here to talk about all sorts of cool things. And we'll try to keep this show on the track. So we'll see you after the break.
This is Justin Dick with 113 Main. And as the seasons change, so do our menus. Come in for lunch or dinner to try our new lobster mac and cheese, honey miso sauteed mushrooms, poached pear burrata, grilled mortadella sandwich, chimichurri ribeye, blackberry kingora salmon, and so many more delicious new entrees. 113 Main, scratch cooking, handcrafted cocktails, regional beer and wine, big city hospitality in the greatest small town in America.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
Bondo! You need Bondo.
Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
A woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in to find us on 97.1 FM and streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I now have two gentlemen sitting across the table from me here who are excited to talk about their business and this group called BNI. Aaron's with 4D Auto Wraps, and glad to see you, buddy. Glad you're here too. So why don't we do this? Why don't you tell us about what 4D Auto Wrap is and what you can do. Tell us about your services a little bit.
4D Auto Wraps, we specialize in all automotive films, from PPF to paint protection film to graphics to full vehicle wraps to window tint.
So those colorful wraps that you see on cars, you do all that?
That is correct.
But you also do clear coat stuff too to keep rock chips down and all that kind of stuff too. So, and how long have you been in business?
I've been in business here in Sandpoint since 21.
Right.
I've been doing it just about 25 years. Yeah. I've been certified with 3M, Lumar, about 20 years.
Yeah.
And started out with a detailing business. So featured, a lot of exotic cars, and that's how I kind of evolved into the film, business, learning about paint protection film and all that. So.
Yeah. Is it fun to see your work when it's done? I mean,
it's very fun. It's fun to see a car transfer from a blank canvas to something that's, wild and crazy, and or something that's clean and sleek and simple looking. So.
Yeah, and you do it all. I've seen, your work before.
Yeah.
And you do law enforcement stuff down to just people's hot rods.
Law enforcement, fire trucks. We've done, a lot of breast awareness, cancer, fire trucks where you wrap the whole fire truck one side pink, one side blue.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun stuff, yeah.
And what I see, though, too, is you do a lot of clear coating, too. Around here, is that pretty important?
Very important with all the rocks and, the weather that we get. I would say within 10 miles, you're going to have rock chips. So,
right.
It's definitely a good investment. It's one of my more favorite things to be doing. Just I like the aspect of the product.
Right. And there's new stuff along that line too, right?
They're coming out with colored PPF, so you can actually get both best of both worlds. You can get a color change with the protection of paint protection film as well.
Very good. Well, Aaron, that's good to know. We'll talk a little bit more about what you're up to, and you're sharing a close microphone anyway with Tyler from Idaho Hardscapes. I'm glad you're here, buddy. Good to see you. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me, David.
Sure.
I'm Tyler with Idaho Hardscapes. I am your one-stop shop for transforming your outdoor living space, whether it's a paver patio, drainage solutions, retaining walls, full land design. I am a design build company, so we design it and we install it all. We turn your yard work into artwork.
Yard work into artwork. I've heard that mentioned a couple of times. It's catchy. It truly is. So right now, probably people are starting to say, well, the snow's gone away. I'm looking at my backyard. I'm looking at my property. I think I need to do something. And then they call you and you kind of talk them through the process?
Yeah, I give professional advice on how to solve their needs. And I'm very quick with it. I walk them through the process, and then typically within the first 24 hours, they typically have an estimate in hand, and communication is important with me and my crew for my clients.
Absolutely. And you've been in business how long?
I'm going on my fourth year in business.
Is that by yourself for 4 years?
Idaho Hardscapes is 4 years old, and then I've had about another 4 to 5 years working for another landscape company, which taught me everything I know.
Right. So you find people like me who think they can do things. Then you come in and fix it, and they make it better. Is that because you have the experience and how to be smart about what you do versus just throwing stuff around like I would?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just an experience thing, and then I just my quality and everything. I know the procedures to do mm-hmm. installs, and I don't cut any corners. I from weed fabricing to installing, I don't miss a beat. So
right. One-stop shopping that way too. And you have a crew, right? You have a few people who work with you.
Yeah, I have myself and the main person, just because my eye for detail and quality. And then I usually have one or two people come up and help me do some of the larger jobs. We've done putting greens that are like 7-hole putting greens, and we've done a huge compass rose design for a house that is geographically correct. So north, it's
really?
Facing everything.
Oh, that's cool.
And that there's a lot of work and detail that goes into that, yeah. Making sure that everything's nice to a point. Mm-hmm. And if you've seen a compass rose, you know the detail in that specific design.
That's really cool. Yeah, so. It's funny how you can – you're an artist is what you are. You're making something that they envision, and you make it better than what they thought it was going to be, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The homeowner actually came over the day after. She's like, that's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Right. And that's always the good thing for sure. I want to pick your brains, both of you, a little bit about where your customers come from. And part of it is a leading thing toward BNI. You both have been members of this group called Business Networking International for a while. I think you guys may have joined about the same time. I'm not even sure, I guess.
I've been 2 years.
Yeah, that's about... And
I'm going on my first year in Sandpoint,
but
I was in another chapter for the first 2 years of business.
Right.
And BNI, if you're listening and you're a business owner, I would highly suggest going to the Sandpoint BNI chapter. There's a lot of my work last year was from that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to grow your business, that's the place to be.
Would you say so too, Aaron? I mean, has that been your experience?
100%.
Yeah.
I probably have about 50% of my work could easily come through BNI.
Right, so. Right. And you actually do measure it too. That's something about BNI that way.
Yes.
You do what, referrals to different people who are members, right?
Correct.
So isn't there like a certain level of standard? Because you're going to take care of people who are part of your BNI family for sure, because you don't want that customer to be unhappy with them for referring them to this person to you. Does that work pretty well?
It works great.
Yeah,
with BNI.
I mean,
yeah.
I got my wrap on my truck done from 4D Auto Wrap, and it's perfect.
Right, right.
You know, and my plumbing guy's also from that networking group, and I know my clients are taken care of.
Right, right.
If they're going through that group.
Yeah, it's interesting too. Hard to count noses. There's 30 plus members, I'm pretty sure nowadays, but you know, you look around there and. You keep hearing those stories about, a builder was referred to, a plumber who was referred to, a landscaper who was referred to, and it seems to make the rounds in that group. And it's all about referrals. I mean, that's what – and being held accountable for sure too. So how would a person find BNI? What's the best way to get involved with that? As they look at each other. Yeah, I think you meet on Thursday mornings, perhaps?
Yeah, we meet on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and it's on the big building in Sandpoint right across from Wells Fargo.
Bank building. Mm-hmm.
Marigold's Cafe.
Yep. And if a person's interested, they just find one of you guys and stop by and say hi? Or?
Yeah, contact one of us here or just show up at 7 a.m.
Sure.
We'll be there.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it. So, you know, looking back on your really relatively short careers still, do you think BNI is a big part of your success and the future success of your business as well?
100%.
Wow. And you think
make it a part of it, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So even the last couple of weeks I've been actually filling in there, so I've been to those meetings. And again, it's just fun to watch the interaction between all these different – we have people who are, you know – microblading. You know, you have a person who's tattooed all up sitting, you know, next to a person who does dirt moving. It's just, and to me, that's the fun part of it because everybody wants a referral because that's still the best advertising too. It's word of mouth. But this is more than that. This is word of mouth by professionals to professionals. And I think that's really good.
Yeah. And I mean, there's like a structure to actually know who you're referring to. It's not just referring to somebody just willy nilly.
Sure.
Actually, you know the character in the group.
Yep, but very good. And again, you see them every week at these meetings, so you're not going to let your BNI brothers and sisters
it's a
down.
Close personal relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you can everybody you can count on.
So. Yeah. And you see some of the old timers, I hate to call her that, but like Nancy Hadley and, you know, Dave from Energy Electric and some of the folks who have been there ever since it really started. And they've watched it go up and down and keeps growing now more than ever. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about both of your businesses and BNI. So how about that? We will, like 30 seconds, I don't know, a little bit of break, whatever Tag wants to do, and we'll be right back.
Join the Rusty Trunk, welcoming author Kingsley Ross Hill of Creston, British Columbia, for a book signing event with his newest series, The Mermaids of Mumble, written for tweens and early teens, Saturday, March 8th at 11 a.m. in Bonners Ferry, and Saturday, March 15th at 11 a.m. in Ponderay, with special pricing for book sales during the event. And new to the Rusty Trunk in Ponderay is the Bookmobile each Friday at 10:30 a.m. There's always something fun happening at the Rusty Trunk.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text BEFORE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text BEFORE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text BEFORE to 200-300. BEFORE to 200-300. 200-300.
Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Well, welcome back, and Aaron's still here, and Tyler's still here, so something must have gone okay the first before the break anyway, so glad to see you guys. It's been awesome. Aaron, again, is the owner of 4D Auto Wraps, and Tyler is the owner of Idaho Hardscapes, based both here in the Sandpoint area. And I was just wondering, I know you guys a little bit now, but maybe tell me, Aaron, you know, what's your best job? When something walks in, what do you look forward to doing, or do you like all of it in different ways?
I would say all of it in different ways. At the end, you want a happy customer.
Right.
So
right.
As long as they have a big smile on their face and, you know, don't have anything to complain about, that's what we make sure that they right. leave with. So.
And it's funny because you have a lot of at-bats. You do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, something isn't 100% the way you'd like it for sure, too. But the power that you have is you can fix it, right? I mean,
right.
that's the idea of
yeah.
a,
Yeah. Can't fix it.
And
yeah.
I know it's rare, but it's nice to know that you back up your work too.
So. But you know, sometimes it might be one or two proofs that they approve, or sometimes it's 10 or 12 or 15.
Right.
So we make sure we get it to where they want it. And, you know, usually 100% of the time we have satisfied customers.
Right.
So, yeah.
So when you see a big pickup come in, or a little race car come in or something like that, does that get you excited too?
Yes. Yeah. Cars get me excited just in general.
Right.
So I'm a big car guy. So whenever somebody has a project, I kind of look at it as my own.
Right.
It's just part of the fun. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So if people want to wrap their vehicles with their logos from their businesses or things, you know, you see some that are obnoxiously filling up the whole vehicle, and then you see some that are just kind of minor. Do you help coach people through that a bit?
Yes. Placement. You know, you try to, you know, some things are eye-catching and some things aren't so eye-catching. So you try to lead them in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll even get other opinions, you know, if 9 people out of 10 don't like it, but the customer does, you try to kind of persuade them
right
to something that, you know,
sure,
the majority of the people might find more attractive.
Right. And that's where experience comes in too.
That's
right?
Kind of where experience comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Body lines, you know, on certain vehicles and, you know, just placement of stuff makes a big difference. So, yeah.
And if a person wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can either call us at 208-821-5861, or they can stop by my shop at 1239 Michigan Street, Sandpoint, or find me on Facebook, and or my website is currently being made, so we'll soon have 4D Auto Wraps.
To be website. Determined on that one. Okay,
correct.
Perfect. And it's 4D Auto Wraps. And he's got a huge pickup running around town now, too, with his own wrap on it, so you can't miss him that way either. I think if you would honk and wave and blink your lights at him, he might pull over and talk to you about something, too.
Sure so. Would. Yep. That happens many times.
I'll bet it does. Yeah. I'll bet it really does. So Tyler, I mean, you're taking a blank canvas, kind of like you talked about earlier, and making it into something that the family is really proud of, and that's kind of going to be a centerpiece for them outside. How do you do that? How do you figure out spacing and scope and all that kind of stuff?
So, yeah, it's a lot of I do an on-site consultation of listening to the person. I mean, they have what they want. And in the end of the day, my job is to make their yard their oasis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I listen, and that's the first bit I do. I don't take measurements. I just listen to what my client wants. And then let them do their thing.
Sure.
While I take all the background measurements, and they come out with a very nice product that they enjoy.
Right, right. So they might come to you and say, "Oh, we'd like to have a barbecue or patio space in the backyard." And so you'll walk out in the backyard with them and kind of eyeball the whole situation and kind of talk them into what you think might look good.
Yeah, typically have a spray can, so I outline it so they see everything, and then once we get the whole spec of their job, they go in and I just do the last little bit of measuring,
right,
and then go home, get their consult done,
and move on.
Get it out to them.
Very good. So if a person wants to reach out and see you and talk to you, how do they do that?
There's several ways. I have a new website, idahomehardscapes.com. You can always stop the big green and gold truck wrap. Thank you, 4D.
Yeah.
And you can reach me by phone at 208-627-2788.
Mm-hmm. And how busy are you right now coming out of winter? Is this kind of the time where it's all front-loaded, ready to go, and now you have to start doing the work?
Yeah, I mean, I had some other jobs from 2025 and now 2024. And now 2025, there's a lot of traction and everything. So if you are looking into transforming your yard and everything, I would give us a call because it goes pretty quickly.
Does it once it gets moving?
Once it gets moving.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. These jobs are 2 weeks to a month long.
Yeah.
So for some of these bigger transformations. Yeah.
So what's one job that's, you know, you close your eyes at night and you think about, that was a cool job, that was fun to do, it beat expectations for the customer and you really liked it. What's one that jumps out for you?
So typically I would say that Compass Rose or the Putting Green, but honestly, I love helping people. So it's more the job that I did last year where I took down and redid a retaining wall for them. put in 12 monolithic steps, a water feature, and ended up doing another walkway later that year. And the reason being isn't because of the work, it was because it was helping them prepare for their wedding.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice to have a goal that way. And so I think that and all those pictures of the wedding will be your handiwork too.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I'm, in the end, it's my favorite part of and why I opened the business is to talk to people, see their vision, and just put it out there and serve the community.
And it is, I guess, permanent. I mean, you can always, I guess, change it around later on, but your idea is to make it part of the landscape, part of that home, part of the living of that in that facility or wherever you, whatever you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I build stuff to last.
Right.
15, 20 years.
Okay.
You know, it's not built to. You can add on to it, but you shouldn't have to tear anything down. You should be. I'm very extensive with it, what I do. So unless there's a new homeowner or vision change, actually, I do have quite a bit of return clientele. I mean, I started on a job,
sure,
and then the next year they're like, hey, can you change this or add on to this?
Yeah, we couldn't help but think about not, you've taken care of this part of the area. Now the other side needs something too. Is that how that works?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
And I imagine you have a pretty good portfolio of work that you've done. So when people start saying, we kind of not sure, but we might want to do a waterfall thing or a water feature type thing.
Yeah.
You start flipping through that and show people what you've done before?
Yes, I do. And then, like, my website is fairly new, so I'm still working on getting all of my previous years of portfolio up on it. But, I mean, the ones that I did highlight here are on that website and in social media and everything.
Perfect. So do you try to stay pretty close to the Sandpoint, Ponderay, Dover, Sagal area for your work? Or?
So I actually am based out of Coca-Cola, so I do about a 50-minute journey either any direction. So that's Hayden, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, Ponderay.
You name it, huh?
You name it. If it's, as long as it's a within an hour-long drive, I can take care of you.
And north and south both equally busy for you?
Well, no, Sandpoint's definitely more busy just because of BNI.
Okay.
So.
And you can attribute it again to BNI.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with BNI, the networking where you put your name out and everything. You get more traction in those areas.
Yeah.
And then I have people who help me in Coeur d'Alene, Hayden area, but just I'm focusing on that networking group.
Sure.
Because that networking group is amazing.
Sure. And I bet for both of you, word of mouth is pretty key too. When people say, well, love that backyard. Who did that for you? Or, hey, that is so cool. You did your vehicle. Or, again, you protected the vehicle from rock chips and all that. Do you see that as a big part of your business too? Aaron?
Huge.
Is it?
Huge. Yeah. I've owned previous businesses before, and they were always based off word of mouth. Good work speaks highly.
Yeah.
And when it gets around, that's really what counts. That also plays a big part in BNI because, you know, that's what we're all there for.
Sure. So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you live basically in Naples area. So do you go to Bonner's Ferry a lot as well as Sandpoint area?
I am probably in Bonner's Ferry just as much as I'm in Sandpoint.
Okay.
So, yes. I will travel, you know, elsewhere, and I have traveled all over. So are mobile service as well, but we do like working out of our shop.
I would think so. I mean, especially if you're coming out of winter right now. It would have been hard to do that up in Bonner's Ferry. I've seen you, of course, at Accurate Northwest up there and all around town up there too. So, yeah. And you don't mind, right? You kind of like a change of scenery every once in a while. So,
yep.
Yeah. So again, keep looking for these guys. They're all over the place, and BNI has been a great networking part of your life too. But at the end of the day, it's the quality of your work, right? I mean, that's where both of you are coming from, and I've known you well enough to know that you'll back up whatever you're doing. And so BNI, just stop on by, you're saying?
Yeah, just stop on by at the next to Marigold Cafe in their conference room at 7 o'clock. The meeting's from 7 to 9.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a great group of people, and it's not like a – it's a good, real group.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about what I can say. Is it's just authentic, and that's why I'm part of it.
Yeah, and they'll give you the right feedback you want to. And, again, you hear nothing but praise for, you know, the work that everybody does in there. But also, if there's something went sideways, they're going to take care of it for you, too. So, well, great, Aaron. Great seeing you again. Tyler, great seeing you again, too. And maybe we'll stop by B&I one of these mornings again and talk it up and see you guys.
So. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Our pleasure. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to talk sports. We've got Max Oswald, who's the sports editor of the Bonner County Daily Bee. He's been there for 2 years, and he's probably has a little PTSD right now after winter sports because that is like the toughest time. You have these late basketball games, and there's a deadline going on, and people want their paper in the morning and all that kind of stuff. But he's done an outstanding job, so we'll talk to him after the break. And again, thank you guys. We will talk to you soon. And when we come back, we'll talk sports.
Since 1975, North Idaho Blueprint has been a trusted family-owned business, serving the community's printing needs. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or a homeowner dreaming of your perfect build, we're here for all your blueprint and printing needs. Located in Hayden and Sandpoint, we specialize in everything from large format printing to blueprints, banners, stickers, and more. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, check us out online at NorthIdahoBlueprints.com. Your blueprint to success.
So what are you learning in Moscow?
Well, we're learning about nuclear energy. You know, neutrons, electrons.
Managing underbrush to limit wildfires.
Muons, positrons.
Healthcare provider recruitment in rural areas. Necessitating community-level investigations.
Meaning veterans get better healthcare.
Alpha particles and isotopes.
Idaho forests stay healthy.
We have limitless energy.
Well, sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
Well, welcome back to live North Idaho Radio. This hour goes by so quickly, I swear it really does, but I'm lucky today to have Max Oswald, who is the Bonner County Daily Bee sports editor and has been doing that job for about 2 years. And I was joking with Tag earlier that you're probably going through PTSD getting over winter sports because, oh my gosh, I mean, all these late deadlines for basketball and everything else going on. But how are you doing so far? You doing okay?
Yeah, you know, officially over with winter sports after covering the Bonner's Ferry boys basketball team winning the state championship for the second year in a row. And that was super awesome to do, you know, kind of something I took on over the last 2 years was starting to report on Bonner's Ferry Sports, even putting them in the next day in the B, and we'll continue to do that in the spring. And late deadlines, and not going to miss some. Winter is definitely the worst with that, and I have all the schedules in for the spring, and, you know, with baseball, softball, they got – there's a couple late ones, but they're usually in the afternoon. Right. You know, won't have to stress too much on the deadline. It, when there's football in the fall and then basketball in the winter, you know, spring and summer are kind of my more chill years.
Yeah, so. By comparison, that's about it. It's still pretty busy. You're covering 9 different sports or so, too, right? Is that what
that means? Yeah. You know, we got boys and girls lacrosse. I just did the girls lacrosse interview this morning for the spring sports preview, set to publish the 19th on Wednesday. Hopefully that happens. We'll see.
Why would that be, Max?
You know, there's just so many teams trying to get everything. You know, I've tried to, like, really raise the standard on what those products are. You know, team photos, every player identified, accurate schedules, and then on top of it, you know, an 800-word story and, you know, some action shots in there. Yeah. You know, full rosters. So it takes a lot of time. And then, you know, even with, you know, I'm trying to get Priest River in there. It's not going to happen yet this spring, but between Clark Fork and Sandpoint alone, I got 9 teams. You know, golf is back at Clark Fork this year, and then got tennis over there, track, and then Sandpoint boys and girls lacrosse, and then, you know, all of it, baseball, softball, track, everything. So,
the funny thing about that is they're all different days of the week, aren't they? I mean, at least with Friday Night Lights, you have, you know, when the varsity football game is going to be.
Right.
But now with all these other spring sports, baseball, of course, and then they get rained out or something, things move around on you quite a bit too, but that's got to be a challenge that way. So there's no way you can do it by yourself. So do you get people trained up to send you the information, or how does that work?
Definitely in the spring and fall, I need a lot of help. Just talking with head coach Nancy Dooley for Sandpoint Girls Lacrosse. First game of the spring season is tonight at wow. Spokane. So kind of this is actually the first spring season where we're really, you know, putting all results in the next day, because that's how I operate now, and kind of talking through how that's all going to work. So she'll send me over the scorebook. We'll take a call on the phone for a couple of minutes, and it'll be in the paper. It'll be up 10 minutes later.
You know, so. And people sometimes forget about how hard that really is to do that. But what an impact that makes on the students, for sure, and also the parents. I mean, it's such a short ride when your kid's involved with sports. I mean, I was an athlete. You were an athlete. Mm-hmm. Your parents were into it when you were doing it. Tag was a big football player here. And, you know, you look at that and you think, that's such a short amount of time. But when you're involved with it as that parent, there's nothing more important than what you're doing there. But then all of a sudden, my kid graduates, you know, people move on. You don't follow it quite as closely. But every year you have those intimately involved parents who want and expect almost to live to have that coverage. And you've done a great job with that, too. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, some days I'm hard on myself. I do believe, you know, I have all these ideas and things I want to improve upon. You know, eventually I was talking yesterday. I'm like, man, I just need a stringer or something, you know. Player of the game interview after a varsity football, basketball game, you know, even over at Priest River and Clark Fork. You know, I'm just juggling so much stuff. It hasn't quite happened there yet, but the more comfortable I get in all of this, and the more help I get, which I do get some pretty good help from the community to make sure all this stuff happens.
So if you ask, they usually do help you, don't they? I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a couple teams that'll take their own team photos for me this year, and they'll identify everyone, and... I'll do a couple team photos myself too. Like, I'll do tennis this afternoon, but,
sure.
You know, without that help, I mean, there's probably not a team photo in the paper. So I appreciate it so much. And, it can be tough some days, but I really enjoy it. And then incorporating him, I got Bonner's Ferry all ready to go too. So I'm messaging their coaches. I think it's important that, Bonner's Ferry kind of gets their stuff in next day. As long as I still have the bandwidth to make it happen, I'm willing to do it.
Right. You know, we were talking about Mark Nelke earlier. He was kind of the godfather of sports editors up here forever.
Yeah.
And he kind of had that stringer thing going on, too, where we'd have people – I'd come back in after watching the football game here and go back to the B office, and he'd have a math teacher helping Wendy Alt, helping him out, and they'd be doing all that stuff right there. And I kind of thought, wow, it was really kind of fun to watch that too.
Yeah.
Especially knowing there's that crushing deadline. Then you get that phone call from a different school, and you've got to type all that stuff into and egg it.
Yeah. You know, we got there's a couple Saturdays this year where there will be 13 different events on one day, I believe on the 12th of April. Not sure how I'm going to do it, but we'll make it happen.
Psychic, you'll predict.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So taking a step back a little bit, Bonner's Ferry's boys basketball team, were they that much of a juggernaut?
No, they really were. 24-1. They've won 41 of their last 42 games dating back to December 28th of 2023. I mean, that's how dominant they've been up here for the last couple of years. Back-to-back state titles. And even
second place the year before that even, right?
That's so, right. Runner-up in 2023. Yeah. So they really have been that good. And Nathan Williams, he was in his fifth year as head coach, the father of Asher Williams, who's he averaged about 29 points a game this year, so committed to Montana Tech. And
averaged. Is that something?
Yeah.
Average. Right. Do the math on how many over and how many under to make 29 average.
Yeah. So, and I've actually happy to be able to stat most of their games this year to where I could actually have, you know, all that information averaged out, rebounds, steals, all that. And, yeah, Nathan Williams, though, 90-26 over his 5 years there.
Oh.
And, over the last 3 years, I believe there's something about 68-5. So, or something
probably
like that.
And only one loss in the last 2 years, you know, so you go back and the only team they lost to was a team that won the state in an upper division. I mean, it wasn't like it was a, you know, fluke. It was the best team in the state in a higher level division. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they've only lost to Lake City, who finished runner-up this year. And 6A. And they lost by 5. And a couple of things go different in that game. I thought they could have won it, really. There's some controversial calls at the end regarding an intentional foul and some other
Those
things.
Those referees, got to watch out for them. Whatever sport it is, they're at fault.
I will say referees do – I've watched so much basketball this winter, and they do a great job up here, and I have the privilege of talking to some of them personally just as friends. And we have some good referees up here, for sure.
I'm part of a rules committee for refereeing, but I don't do the basketball part of it.
Yeah.
But are you seeing – is it? And this is inside baseball stuff, but are you seeing three-man rotations now for all the varsity games up here for referees,
especially for basketball? I've seen baseball, not sure, but you know, I remember Legion season, there's at least two or three out there.
And the big talk was basketball, and then there's a shot clock now too.
35 seconds for both boys and girls, and more states are implementing that. So I believe Idaho was somewhere around the 25th to 30th state to do it, so there's still about 20 left. I believe I saw Colorado was jumping on bandwagon. I mean, I think there should be a shot clock, but it's funny. I was just watching something the other day on Facebook where one team had held the ball for 5 straight minutes.
Right.
I forget what state it was, but you know, that probably shouldn't happen.
That's gonna be a fight, isn't it? No matter what, they're so bad they're gonna play a keep away for 5 minutes, and that's why they have rules. I guess you play within the rules.
Yeah.
Why not that way? Why would a person go out and see a high school activity? You know, if you don't have kids in the sport anymore, what would compel a person to go maybe watch tennis, for example? We've got a really great tennis team here in Sandpoint. Why would a person go do that?
So the athletes here, you know, and I'm not just saying this to say this, and I say this about all three of the schools, extremely hardworking. I believe above average when you compare it to a lot of other, you know, schools in the nation. We have a lot of hardworking athletes here, and a lot of these athletes do go play on the next level. We've mentioned that on the show before, but I'm getting more commitments this year. We're up to about 80 athletes between Bonner and Boundary, which I keep up with. You know, there's a lot of really talented, hardworking players around here, and the games are fun to watch. And then you could, for me, it's like you go out and you see, you know, a player like Brandon Casey with
the Grizzlies, Montana
with
Grizzlies.
You know, and then you watch. I didn't have the privilege of watching him in high school, but I'm sure there's some people that did go out to the games and have, and then you're like, you know, he has this amazing career at Montana, potentially being drafted to the NFL now, or the CFL, and it's kind of fun when you get to put all those pieces together, and I personally, that's why I like doing it. You know, you're seeing.
I can see your passion in there. I mean, that keeps growing almost. I think you run it weekly, or is it?
The weekly, yeah.
Weekly, yeah. So even this last time, I mean, you had a ton of athletes in it, and people kind of forget about the next level stuff. And really, you know, that's how some kids get to go to college. I mean, there's some partial scholarships or full ride scholarships. They might not go further if they didn't have that. So it's good that we have programs that can give, you know, students an opportunity that way for sure. So, it looks like all systems are go for a big spring, and you said hopefully, knock on wood, you'll make the deadline and get your spring sports edition out. So
yeah, it's supposed to be the 19th. We'll see. I'm working real hard on it, and I still got all these all league wrestling basketball things to crank out for the end of the winter. But we'll make it happen.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, Max. It really is. And again, I love having you here. And I must tell you that he's the one phone call or one email guy away whenever I need to have a guest. And it's always compelling, and I'm a big fan, and I appreciate what you do, and you know that I know a little bit about what you do there too. And it's you can't please everybody all the time, but by focusing on the good stuff in our community, and sports are a good thing in our community for sure, you're really raising up the bar here. So thanks for all you do, and 2 years into it, my goodness, that's a good commitment already too.
Yeah, appreciate the kind words, and like I said, I have a lot of ideas. We'll keep improving the sports section. I have no intentions of going anywhere anytime soon. So
there you go. Well, again, thanks for your time today, and thank you everybody for tuning in. We had a great show today, and we will going to take next week off. I'm going to go hide in Canada for a couple days, and then we will be back the week after. But everybody, take care and be safe.